Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Next step for the Christian flag, the United States Supreme Court. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this issue is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I'm really, really excited about this case because I see the potential for a great decision regarding the First Amendment and the Christian flag.
Yeah, this is a case involving the Christian flag, and it's a flag that is white, has a blue square in the upper left corner, and inside is a red cross. It has no other symbols, no other words. And what we have here is in the city of Boston, a public forum. Public forum where you can gather to meet, but also the city of Boston, interestingly, has designated as a public forum open to all comers to be able to raise a flag that is consistent with or promoting your particular event that you are engaging in.
So public forum equals free speech, right?
Right. And they say that it's open to everybody. They want to be able to have all these different people of the community be able to raise their flag consistent with or promoting their particular event. And so in September 2017, Hal Shurtleff and his Christian civic organization, Camp Constitution, on September 17 or thereabouts, which is the National Constitution Day, they wanted to hold an event to honor the heritage, the Judeo-Christian heritage of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the rule of law and the Constitution.
Yeah, he has a great organization, a nonprofit, that helps teach young people about the Constitution.
Yeah, it's a great organization. They have summer camps. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of our attorneys, Jonathan, has actually attended that
right.
summer camp when he was young. He grew up in Boston, and they have that summer camp. And he's also taught at that summer
camp.
Yeah,
he went back and taught, so that was pretty amazing.
So what we have here is the city of Boston has this public forum. They call it a public forum, and it's open to everybody. And so on the flagpole for different kinds of events to honor the various communities and the history and the heritage of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you have a wide variety of ethnicities that are represented by flags. Some of those are the flag of Turkey, China, Cuba, and other nations as well.
So you're talking about Islam, communism, also the LGBT agenda
flags
for that.
LGBT, transgender, and other kinds of situations that they allow people to make an application and put it up. Now, before 2017, there were 284 applications and 284 approvals. Never one flag disapproved.
Disapproved, denied, yeah.
And then in the year before, 39 applications and 39 approvals. That comes up to an average of 3 approvals every single month for that particular 4-week month or so. There's a flag up there mm-hmm. commemorating or promoting the particular private organization's event or gathering.
Yeah, they have 3 flagpoles. One is the American flag, one is the city flag, and then one they allow for this free speech venue, well, until now.
Until now. And so they ended up, Hal Shurtleff filed an application, and on the application he referred to this flag as a, quote, Christian flag. And Mr. Rooney, who is the person who reviews this, saw the word, quote, Christian, close quote, on the application form.
And remember, they've allowed Islamic, communist flags and all those, but Christian set up a red flag for
so,
him.
So, yeah,
pardon
the word Christian set up a red flag. And so, consequently, what he did was he engaged the legal department, and they said, well, we cannot have this because we only allow, quote, non-religious flags, close quote. And this being a religious flag, we're not going to allow it because it would make it look like we're supporting Christianity. Well, here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with it. One, the flag itself doesn't use the word Christian, and there's no other symbol other than the cross on the flag. Two, they have the Bunker Hill flag that they allowed to be raised for Bunker Hill, and that flag is virtually identical to the Christian flag, except it has inverse colors, but it also has a cross on it. Three, that there's a state law that says it is criminal for the city or the state or the different agencies to host a flag of a foreign nation on government property. So if Mr. Rooney was endorsing the message, if it's the message that they're supporting of Turkey, China, Cuba, all these other nations, then he needs to be in jail. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they're not endorsing those nations because those requests are not coming from the government. They're coming from individuals. So those were honoring the Cuban community, the people who are from Turkey, the people who are from China. And of course, you know, John Adams and many of the other founders were very much Christian. And they wanted to, the Camp Constitution wanted to talk about the Judeo-Christian heritage, just like they allow other groups to talk about their particular heritage or their events. Their program was only going to be about an hour, and so they're going to be standing right there at the bottom of the flag, and it's only going to be up during the time that they're there. And obviously, you're not going to get confused that this is the state.
Right.
But even if you were, you have to look at the policy and the history, and the policy is very clear. This is open to all comers. No one had ever been denied over the previous many years. 284 flags had been applied, and 284 flags by private organizations had been approved. 39 in the year before, 3 a month. That's what it averages. So here what we have is clear censorship. Now, the interesting thing is that Mr. Rooney said if it didn't have the word, quote, Christian on the application form, he would have approved it. Listen to that. So he's saying that he would have approved it if it didn't have the word Christian on the application form, but it's the same exact flag. So how can you argue that, well, people are going to get confused and think that we're promoting Christianity if it's not the flag that you have a problem with, but it's the word Christian on the application form
right.
that you have a problem with? What that means is, nothing. I mean, it means that he's clearly looking to censor religious viewpoints, because who in the world is going to see the flag? I wonder what kind of a flag that is. Let me go look at the application form. Oh, there's the word Christian. I bet they're supporting Christianity. I mean, that's just ludicrous, because the application form, certainly it's public record, but how many people from the community is going to go look at the application form?
Right.
Very few, if none. You're going to be looking at the flag. So that's the crazy thing about this. Well, here's what happened. The Court of Appeals ultimately ruled against us on this case.
We lost the lower court and the Court of Appeals, which is really astounding to me. But
and they say, well, this is government speech, and so therefore the government can literally ban it, or they can choose what to put on it. Well, that's a problem, because it's very clear that this is a public forum. They use the words public forum. That has specific legal meaning. Public forum is where you either have a traditional public forum, streets, sidewalks, or parks. They're always going to be open for expressive activity. But outside of streets, sidewalks, and parks, you have what's called designated public forums, and that is something that's not a street, sidewalk, or park, but the government designates it as a place for expressive activity. That's what the government did here. Now, not every flagpole is going to be a public forum. Not every library is going to have a public meeting room. Not every school is going to allow people to use the facility after school. But when they do that by particular policy or practice, it becomes a public forum. And you cannot discriminate on the basis of viewpoint, and that's what they do here. They opened up the flagpole. They have a history not only of allowing all kinds of speech of private individuals. It cannot be government speech, because again, if it was government speech, then they would have been committing multiple criminal acts by allowing these flags of other nations to be raised, or allowing other things to be raised. It's clearly private speech.
And I really pray, you know, that they will take it, because we've seen great decisions from the High Court regarding the Peace Cross or the Ten Commandments or other Christian-related symbols on government property. So I really feel like this could be a great decision.
This is a real no-brainer kind of a case that should have been very simple from the very beginning. But when there's a bias against Christianity, and you'll see it in some of the judges as well, you get these kind of ridiculous decisions. But we're asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take this case. We're filing the petition, and we'll know sometime in the fall. Continue to keep this case in your prayers. It's the Camp Constitution case. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.